Today, the focus will be the power of prayer. I have several passages of scripture that I would like to impart, and they are taken from Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 5. And also, Jonah, third chapter, verses 1 through 10. So I'll begin reading at Isaiah, chapter 38, verses 1 through 5. But first, I would like to ask a couple of questions and give an answer. First is, what is power? Power is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. Prayer, a solemn request for help, an address such as a petition to God or communication with God in word or thought. Now I'm reading from Isaiah 38, verse 1. It reads, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not die. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, prayed unto the Lord. Key word, praise unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way. Key word. Turn everyone from his evil way. And from the violence that is in their hands. Key word. From the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God would turn every tent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their work. He words. Saw their work. Turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil. He words. Repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Word. Did it not. So we see here how the word of the Lord came to King Hezekiah through Isaiah the prophet, warning him, giving him time to get right with God. Thank God for prophecy. Because here, the Lord's grace and mercy is clearly shown. Please understand this. When God sends his prophet or prophetess to deliver a message, that message is sure. That message is guaranteed because God always stands on his glory. Nevertheless, in Hezekiah, after hearing this word from the Lord, turned his face to the wall and prayed. Hallelujah. Key word, pray. Remember how he had walked before him in truth and with a perfect heart, and how he had done that which was good in his sight. Then he wept for. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Wept. He just broke down and cried like a baby. Thank you, Jesus. I believe King Hezekiah understood the power of prayer and understood that he was serving a God who has the power to change our destiny, to turn a curse into a blessing, to rewrite our future, even though it's already written and the ink is dry. Glory, hallelujah. And to reschedule our appointment with death. Hebrews 9:27-28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ once offered to bear the sins of men, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin. All praise be to God. I'm so glad we have this ministry of reconciliation, access to God. Thank you. And I want to talk about that access by reading a few verses here. Romans 1:2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we in hope of the glory of God.
Amen.
2:18. For through him we both have by one spirit unto the Father. Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. So we have this access to the Father through
Glory, yes, Lord.
So that the sin that we have when we are covered under the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And when God looked upon us, he can feel that. Thank you, Lord. And pass over. God, for this act.
Yes, Lord.
You might be thinking, oh, Lord, I have a lot of shortcomings. Oh, damn. I don't know if you'll even hear my prayer or see my feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I want you to know today that Jesus cares.
Yeah.
And he's willing to look beyond all of our
Amen. Yes,
it doesn't matter what we've done. God of compassion. And he's
yes.
God of love.
Yes, Lord.
He cares about us when nobody else cares.
Amen.
Care for us when no one else can. So, please, whatever has happened in your life,
yes.
You can
Amen.
Cry out to the Lord this day, and he will hear your cry.
Yes, Lord.
You, Lord. But I want you to know Jesus came down from heaven through 42 generations.
Yes.
And because of his love for us, offered up his life for the sins of the world.
Amen.
And now, we are living under having that faith, that unmerited favor that we did not deserve, but we all deserve to die.
Yes.
Jesus died in us. Jesus went up on the cross of Calvary, and he died for us.
Yes, he did.
He did not have to do that, but he was willing to come
Amen.
All me.
Yes, Lord.
People, they ridiculed Jesus. They spit on him. They did all kinds of things to him. They always
Amen.
Looked for a way to destroy him.
Yes.
Glory to God, but when God has ordained a purpose for our life, there's nothing that anyone can do to stop that.
Amen.
God will be his priest.
Yes.
Jesus was tempted so many times.
Yes, he was.
The devil came to tempt Jesus on numerous occasions. So if he tempted Jesus, he's also going to tempt us. Who are we?
Yes.
If Jesus prayed. Lord,
yes,
Lord,
he did. Amen.
Pray. Thank God.
Yes.
Jesus was approaching the very hour that he had come down to the earth for.
Yes.
And the burden was so heavy upon him.
Amen.
And he had to get away, pray unto the Father.
Amen. Yes, he did.
So that ought to teach us something.
He Amen.
Gave us the perfect example. Not
yes.
to ever give up. Because
Amen.
There is power. In
power.
Lord,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So he went on back to praise unto the Father.
Amen.
And he still did not get the result that he desired. Well, glory be to God. But he did not give up.
Yes.
I pray so earnestly.
Yes.
Yes. Great drops of blood.
Amen.
And he says to surrender to the will of God. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done.
Amen.
We have to learn to surrender unto the Lord. Well,
yes, Lord. Amen.
And we also tap into the power of prayer.
When amen.
With faith and sincerity
yes.
of heart. In doing so, we will come to the understanding that prayer is with power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
I know somebody's praying for
me. Yes. Amen.
Coming on. So glory to
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Go ahead.
Thank
yes, Lord.
Just like is mentioned in the book of Jonah, chapter 3.
Yes.
Did not God spare the people of Nineveh?
Yes.
Who were not walking in truth,
mm-hmm.
or with a pure, perfect heart. But they fasted, they repented, and prayed, crying to God mightily. And the way Jesus prayed put me in the mind of how the people of Nineveh prayed, they cried to God mightily.
Yes.
So I ask you, and I encourage you to take advantage of the access that we have to God through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I encourage
yes,
you not to put it off until tomorrow or next week. But today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And the Bible lets us know that today, if you should hear his voice,
yes.
God is not your voice.
Amen.
In the day of provocation, in the
yes,
day when the children of Israel provoke God to anger, they
amen.
To believe God. They
amen.
To take God at his word. God
amen.
Given them the land of Canaan.
Yes.
The land
thank you, Jesus.
To their fathers and to them.
Yes.
But they would not believe God when it came down to the time for them to possess the land. So that they provoked God to anger. Thank you, Lord. And there are times when God is calling us to do a specific work. And
amen.
We are putting it off for us. So we
yes.
don't believe God like we should. And we
yes.
just keep on drawing back and holding
yes.
back. This is the day of salvation.
Yes. Amen.
The best
amen.
Day that you hear God's voice.
Yes.
Here's the time after that call.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, Lord.
Some may know a portion of my testimony, but I'm going to share a portion with you today. I recall that when I was just a young girl,
yes, tell
it. 12
or
13 years old,
yes.
I used to love to go fishing with my parents. Hallelujah. I really enjoyed it. I got to be good at it. Here it is. I know how to be fishers of men someday. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, shortly after going down to the river one day,
yeah.
I was standing on the bank. It had rained the night before, and the
mm-hmm.
bank was very slippery. And I didn't realize what the circumstances were that I was standing in. But when I threw out my line got caught on something. So in an effort to get the line loose, when I pulled back,
Lord. Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
At that moment, I began to scream out. I didn't know Jesus at that time.
All right.
I called my mom on the other side of me, a little hill before. I screamed, Mom!
Yeah.
I screamed. And about this time, she dropped her phone and came running to help me because she heard the big splash. Well, this, but dug into the mud, and I pulled myself up out of the water, but the current was so great, I don't see how I did that, but looking back on it, I believe that the Lord sent
yes.
the holy angel to
yes.
lift me up out of that river. See, because the devil was trying to destroy my life.
Amen.
To kill me because he knew that God had a special work for me.
Yes,
after a while, little while after that, somebody came into my neighborhood and they began to preach about Jesus.
Yes.
So they invited us to come to a revival. And I
All
went
right.
to a revival and I heard the word of God. I heard
yes.
Glory
Jesus.
To
yes,
Lord.
Praise
God.
Him.
Encourage you today to seek the Lord while he may be found. yes, call Lord. Upon him while he is near.
Amen.
Don't wait around for your friends.
Amen.
Some of them, they don't have a mind to seek the Lord.
Amen.
They're trying to give up their wrong things and their sins. They're
yes.
not really sincere about
Amen.
Living for the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. So you have to answer to God for yourself.
Amen.
You're the one who has to stand there at the
yes.
judgment of God that you've done in your life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord, thank you.
Thank
so
you,
I
Jesus.
Thank God for this grace.
Yes,
grace
Lord.
That
Amen.
Song that was sang at the beginning, my daughter, she composed that song.
No, that's
and
all right.
In that song, it says, make me over.
Mm-hmm.
You want the Lord to make you all over.
Yes.
And so the Bible lets us know that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Pass away. Behold,
yes.
all things are become new.
Amen.
And
yes.
So today, you are to make up your mind. If you wanted to come and you found that there were obstacles or something hindering you or blocking your way.
Yes.
Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Today is your opportunity to get to know the Lord.
Amen.
If you have backslidden on the Lord and if the Lord has called you and you have not heeded that call,
yes.
Today, you ought to heed that call.
Amen.
Stop trying to put it off on somebody else's. And you
Amen.
Stay in the background.
Yes.
God wants you out front, then get out
yes.
front.
Well, Amen. That's right.
But one thing about it, he will back you up.
Yes, he will.
He'll care for you. Number one,
Amen.
He's going to go ahead of you and prepare.
Yes.
He's going to lay out the foundation. And he's
yes.
going to open up the way.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Don't have to worry. He will surely be with you. He will never
yes.
leave you. He will be forsaken.
Amen.
So we all have faults and shortcomings and whatnot. But
yes.
if you look around you, you can see that we are living in perilous times.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
There's
Amen.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Virus that's taking
yes.
hundreds, millions of lives.
Yes.
So
Amen.
Consider how things are and possibly may not ever get better.
Amen.
I don't see it getting better.
Amen.
Just let you know that we're living in the last.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That Jesus is soon to come. The prophet went and told the king, King Hezekiah, to set his house in order that
yes.
he was going to die.
Amen.
We don't necessarily get a warning like that to
yes.
let us know that we're about to die. And
yes.
people go on living like they're going to be in the world forever. But
Amen.
It's not true.
Amen.
You don't know when you're going to die, but it pays to be rich.
Amen.
Set your house in order right now.
Yes.
If death may be rescheduled for a while.
Yes.
But you don't necessarily know the date. But whatever you're going to do for God,
Amen.
As the Lord reaches out to us, we have to learn to surrender right then and there. Because
yes,
the Spirit
amen.
Of God is not going to always find
the same. Amen.
Might want to get to God at a later time after you have ignored him or refused to answer his call when
yes.
you're in trouble.
Yes,
might
amen.
Want to call out to him and say, Lord, please
Lord.
Help me now.
Yes, Lord.
Please have mercy on me.
Yes, Lord.
And it could be that because you have not, Lord, neither regarded his hand stretched out to you, he might not answer you.
All right.
He might turn a deaf ear to your cry.
Amen.
But you
amen.
Want to tap into the power of prayer.
Lord, amen. Amen.
We do come to this understanding about prayer.
Yes.
Praise and God.
Amen. Says, yes, Lord.
So don't be left out. Don't lose.
Amen.
That.
Yes.
If you're with Jesus, stay with Jesus.
Amen.
If you want to get with today.
Amen.
You
yes,
don't
Lord.
Have to wait. And that's the urgency. Don't wait until it's too late.
Amen.
Humans have a habit of waiting until it's too late.
Amen.
The people of Nineveh, they immediately did something about their situation.
Amen.
So they heard the word when Jonah came and he preached that word. And he
yes.
told them what God wanted him to tell.
Yes.
God had commanded Jonah to say what he wanted him to tell.
Amen.
Not to deviate from it. Not to water
yes.
it down. Not to sugarcoat it. But
amen.
Just like it is. The way I give it to you.
Amen.
And so Jonah, he delivered that message.
Yes, so he did.
God wanted it to be. Thank you.
Yes.
And when they found out their impending doom, they did something about it. And so
yes.
The wages of sin is death.
Amen.
The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And today I extend an invitation of prayer to any listener who has
yes.
not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. Repent of your sins and accept the Lord Jesus. He's ready and waiting with open arms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that word. We're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. And remember, it's time to pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you will look upon the souls of men, that you will have mercy upon them, O Lord, that you will help them to turn from their way and give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch one by one, name by name, O Lord. Look on the souls that may be listening to our voices. We pray that you touch them right now. Lift heavy burdens and strengthen the weak, Lord. Heal them that are sick, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them and give them a mind to pray and seek thy face. And call upon thy name. Let them seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, help them to turn from their way, Lord. Help them to run for their life. Realize that the time is running out. in the name of Jesus. Help them to turn from their way and turn to you, Lord. Help them to run for their lives in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make some soul free, Lord. Help them to repent of their sins and seek your faith. Help them to run to you, Lord, before it's too late, Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. I know all power is in thy hand. You are a mighty deliverer. You can do anything, Lord. Have your way. Your will be done, Lord. Touch right now, Lord, while we are praying, while we are waiting on you. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Move, Jesus. Touch some heart right now, Lord. Help them to break up their heart. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them to be sorry, Lord, that they sinned against you, Lord. Help them to turn from their way. Jesus, we know you're able. We know all power's in thy hand, Lord. You are a mighty deliverer. Deliver, Jesus. Deliver right now, Lord. Help somebody to believe on you. As the scripture has said, help somebody, Lord, to give up their way. Help somebody, Lord, to turn from their wicked ways. Help them to seek your face, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you can do everything, Lord. Heal today, Lord. Heal some soul, Lord. Body, mind, and spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take full control, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, help somebody to fall out with their ways. Help them to turn from their way. Help them to turn to you, Lord. Let them realize that you are their only hope. In the name of Jesus, help them today, Jesus. We want you to move, Lord, by your spirit to the hospitals, oh Lord. Touch and heal those souls, Lord, that are fighting the COVID virus. I pray that you touch right now, Lord. We know you're a miracle worker. Move, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Heal the body, Lord. Heal the soul, Lord. Spare lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Jesus. Jesus, we want you to move into the prison. Move, Lord. Take control, Lord. Release the prisoners, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. You are an able God. You can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. You're a way maker, a door opener. Oh, my God, you're a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the sick room. Have your way, Lord. Your way, Lord. Your will, Lord. Not our will, Lord. Let our will perish, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help the people to run for their lives. Help them to seek your faith and call upon your name, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Help them to call on you. You said in your word, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We know you're able to save. You're able to save to the utmost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, have mercy today. Have mercy on the people, Lord. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, while we're waiting, quiet of thy spirit, touch some heart, break up the stony heart, in the name of Jesus, give a heart of flesh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. You are able to forgive sins, blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, have mercy, O Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Look on the souls with a pitiful eye. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver, Jesus, help somebody to give their life to you, Lord. Help thank you, oh Lord. We thank you in faith. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your servant. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done, Jesus. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Bless the more, Lord. Send thine anointing, oh Lord. Take full control, oh Lord. Continue to have your way, Jesus. Oh my God, that some soul might give their life to you, Lord. Have mercy today, Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord. Thank you in advance for this prayer, Lord, and for every soul that is under my listening voice. Have your way tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. We thank our God for the word of God that came to Evangelist Amin. She preached out of her soul, and she showed you and told you how you can reach the Lord. We thank God. It's through prayer. It's through prayer. We have to pray and seek the Lord earnest. And when we do that, the Lord will come to our rescue. The Lord will help us. I thank God for that word. May God bless the reading of his word. May God bless the speaker of the hour. And may God continue to bless every soul under our voices. Thank God for his word. And at this time, we're going to turn the service back over to Evangelist Amin.
Thank God for that prayer. I mean, through Evangelist May and for the remarks. Just thank God for each of you, our listeners, and for tuning in. Again, as stated earlier, this is something new for me, and I feel highly supported, and I feel your prayers, and I thank God for you. I just want to make a couple of announcements just to let you know that start of something wonderful, and just the Lord's will be on again Friday and Sunday. Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, if anyone desires prayer and would like to have your name on our prayer list, I have an email address for you. You can send your name and prayer request to PrayerWorksMinistry00@gmail.com. Again, that email address is PrayerWorksMinistry100@gmail.com. Also, if you desire and you feel you need to make a call to leave your prayer request, you can call 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503. I'm praying for you. God bless you and God loves you. I think I have a few more little things to say. I know that situations are different for us right now. We're not necessarily going to buildings. Some of us are so now we are able to minister the way God wants us to minister. We usually have our convocation in October. Don't know what things will look like around that time, but however things are, we will keep you posted, and you are certainly invited, and you are welcome to join us in worship of the Lord. I really feel quite excited, and I thank God for this great, great opportunity. I can't say that enough. To all those who helped, thank you for your help. May you have anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I just want to thank God again for the word of God about that prayer. Prayer is one of the saints' natural resources. Just like we have to have water, we have to pray. And when we don't pray, we won't stay. But we got to pray and consult the Lord, communicate with the Lord, and make our communication known unto the Lord, and he will come to our rescue. And especially if we go to him in earnest, seeking him daily and constantly, the Lord will come to our rescue and he will answer our prayer. I believe Daniel prayed and he sought the Lord, and also Joseph, he prayed and sought the Lord. David, he prayed and he sought the Lord. And I'm telling you, he really sought the Lord. He prayed day and night, so much so that his tears was his meat. And I thought about how that Jonah, when he prayed, how that he got into the belly of the fish, and he cried out unto the Lord and prayed, and the Lord delivered him out of there. See, God is a deliverer. We pray. Because there is power in prayer. So I thank the Lord for this message on today, beautiful message on today. And I pray that the people that were listening are encouraged to continue to listen to this broadcast and the word of the Lord. And I'm saying to Evangelist Hanin, continue to preach and let the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
For those very encouraging words to be sitting in to support one another and encourage one another. So all of you out there, whatever you're going through, the Lord is aware, he knows about it, but there's something you can do to get in touch with the Lord and tap into that power. Also, don't give up, because the Lord didn't move right away. He'll be right on time. So keep the faith, keep looking up, keep on pressing your way.
Amen, amen.
Make sure there. Make sure that you don't keep on walking. Things may not look good, but keep on believing God.
Amen. Amen.
You're going on through the day and throughout this week. I just want to ask you to reflect on the power of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord may not come when you want it, but he will be on time.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you. And we are praying for you.
Amen.
God has smiled on. Thank you.